From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Asian markets generally higher following Monday's global plunge. China's benchmark Shanghai opened today down more than 6%, although it recovered some of the lost territory after falling nearly 9% Monday. Other Asian markets opened lower today but rebounded. Monday, global markets plunged on concerns over China's faltering economy. U.S. stocks dived at the open and finished down nearly 4%. Prices for some commodities also declined, with oil off more than 4%, its lowest level in more than 6 years. Ben Willis is with Princeton Securities.
The world stock markets are repricing the Chinese economy. The Chinese economy had been the lifesaver to the world economy going back to 2007 and the Great Recession. They were the single most important economy in the world at the time. They're the second largest economy in the world. What the global stock markets are doing and have been doing for this past month is repricing a growth in China that is less than it had been.
A falling stock market and a surprise currency devaluation have made investors question the health and growth of the China's economy. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon met in Abuja Monday with Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari, promising solidarity in the fight against insecurity, unemployment, and corruption. Mr. Ban spoke of the plight of more than 200 Nigerian schoolgirls abducted by Boko Haram militants some 500 days ago from the town of Chibok.
I want to reiterate my support for the Chibok girls and so many other innocent abducted girls and boys.
Mr. Ban called the humanitarian situation in the country's northeast worrisome. He also praised Mr. Buhari's peaceful election early this year, saying this should be an example that is emulated by other countries. This is VOA News.